Welcome to the Own Your Health podcast. I'm Cindy Lin, and I can't wait to help you step into your health power. So last week, we talked about white coat syndrome, what it was, and how it impacts blood pressure and sometimes results in unnecessary medication. Today, we're going to talk about white coat syndrome and your memory. So this is not about Alzheimer's or dementia testing. This is about the average appointment where you walk into your physician's office and go through whatever processes they require, and you're finally speaking with your physician. And the first thing that happens as your physician starts to talk and raises any concern about any of your lab values or test results is as soon as he says, I'm a little bit concerned about, or I see that XYZ is elevated, our memories kind of lock up. When we start to hear news that worries us, we move into a very fight or flight, a very survival type of mode. And when we're in that mode, memory is the last priority for our bodies. So we very often will not remember everything that's said during the course of the appointment. We'll get the first questionable or sad or worrisome few words, and then after that, our memories just kind of shut down. So if you want to own your health, the most important thing you can do is to take advantage of and remember the information that's presented to you, because you're the one who needs to make a decision on this information. And in order to make a good decision in conjunction with your healthcare provider, if that's the way you want it, in order to make a good decision, you need to be able to hear and remember and process. So here are some strategies for that. First of all, anytime you're going to go in for a physician visit, be it a wellness check, an annual physical, or a follow-up to testing, I want you to have your purpose in mind. So grab your notebooks and identify what do you want to get out of this visit. So even if it's an annual checkup, where are your areas of concern? Have you gained a little weight? Have you lost weight that you didn't expect to? Have you been concerned about your appetite? Have you been having indigestion? Have you been having different aches or pains? What is going on in your body, and what do you want to get out of this appointment? Now, having this purpose and having it written down in your notebook along with the associated questions does a couple of things. One, it keeps you engaged and it gives you your mind a job when you get there. You look at your questions, you're like, okay, I need to find out this information. So it keeps you engaged rather than just a passive recipient of healthcare. The second piece is that if you appear and are genuinely engaged with your healthcare provider, they're much more likely to provide additional information. They're much more likely to go into explanations. And they very often take their cue from the patient. So if they say, do you have any questions, and you have none, the appointment may well be over. Or the physician will have decided what the next steps are, and then you'll just be kind of put through that process. If you want to own your health, you want to be engaged. You want to gather more information. So think about the questions you want to ask about whatever your concern is, because your healthcare provider takes their cues from you. So if they present a diagnosis or if they present a treatment option, and your primary question is it going to be painful? Then they know that your focus is on the discomfort related to any particular thing. And that's what they'll address. If, on the other hand, you ask about options or what other treatments or what are the outcomes? What can I expect? Probing kind of questions, then they're going to respond to those. And they're going to say, okay, this is a person that not only wants this information, but they're in a mental place right now that they can actually receive this information. Now, occasionally we get really bad news or really surprising news and we're taken off guard. And in those cases, it's helpful to have someone with us who can also actively listen and actively take notes. And I wouldn't have them do that for us. I'd have them do that with us if we're the patient. But regardless, having the ability to write notes makes a big difference because in the process of writing, things stick in your brain better. And if that serves no other purpose than to allow you to ask better questions, it's well worth the time and the paper. And of course, you aren't going to write everything verbatim as your healthcare provider says it, but you're going to catch the highlights. You know, this is the typical course of action. This is what happens next. This is the next test that needs to be done. And you can ask, why? What does this test do? What does it entail? How soon does it have to be performed? What other options are there? And that last question gets us to the most important point. If you can think of nothing else to put on your notebook that you take to your physician's office, then I want you to put this. What are the options? ? And underneath that, 1 and 2. And if nothing else, you can ask this question. You can get the response, which will be filled in 1. And it will prompt you to continue to ask. Okay, what other options are there? If we don't want to or we can't do this, what would the next option be? And if you're comfortable with it, once you become comfortable with this process, you may well have a 3 and 4 put underneath there. But for the first time out, and as you step into this health power, as you step into your ownership, I want you to have at least, what are my options? 1 and 2. Foster that conversation. Let your healthcare provider know you're engaged, you're actively involved in this, you are participating in your healthcare. Now, if you want support in this, I welcome you to reach out through the links below in my new program. I'm very excited about it. I may do an episode just on this program. And it's a highly personalized, letting people take control of things like their lab work, looking at test results, how to interact with their patient portals, and doing it with support. So if you have any questions, absolutely reach out. Until next week, go out and own it. The information contained in this podcast is provided for educational purposes only. It is not intended as medical advice. I am a nurse, but I'm not your nurse. Please see your personal healthcare provider for any concerns.